contracts. Joe? I think I'd like to just, I wanted to put in a peer comparison. Now, this is done by the NSF with their data. It's the latest data available, which is 2008, so hopefully the 2009 will come out, but I think it's still very representative. When you take a look at the peer comparison, and particularly take a look at Urbana, 29, ranked 29, and then next to it you have, you know, Northwestern, 32, University of Chicago at 49, and in Chicago, U of I, Chicago at 56%. I think if you put, as a system, if you put UIC and Urbana together, I think the rankings would move, you know, they would be even better, substantially better for purposes of if you put them together in a peer comparison. I don't want to steal the thunder for the hospital committee this afternoon when they'll make their report, but I just wanted to basically bring up, you know, this is information through January at the hospital, again, a separate enterprise, a separate operation of the university. We're looking at approximately a $12 million profit through January 31st. They have been very good, great job of controlling costs. Their workload is down, but they basically have been controlling their costs, their operating costs, to offset that workload. They've benefited from a Medicare audit in January that brought in about $5.5 million of additional revenue to the hospital. The Medicaid reimbursements are timely, and the rates are look good. That's something that they do also enjoy, but there's also a concern about what the future is going to look like as far as the Medicaid reimbursement rate. I wanted to put it on here is basically I add back depreciation, give you a rough estimate of how much cash is being generated by the hospital, about $25 million in cash through 7 months of incremental cash. You know, of course, that's just an add back of income to add depreciation back to, you know, for to get a rough estimate of how much cash is being generated. Personal service expenditures for the university, again, through the fiscal year, this is through, again, February the 28th, we're at roughly 62% of has been expended against the total budget of $2,052,000. We're being 8 months through, we're basically looking at being two-thirds of the way through the year, so we're basically on track. It's commensurate with the spending rate is commensurate with the time through the year that we are through February. So, one of the things we monitor very carefully, and Chancellor Easter referred to it, is basically our utility costs. Well, right now we are looking at being about 56%, $64 million. Again, this is through January. We're being at about 56% at $64 million versus our total budget of $114 million for the year. So we are right there as far as pace. Again, you can see that, you know, some of the reductions that we've had from prior years. One of the things that we've referred to before is our ability now to basically purchase our gas, basically make hard future purchases of our natural gas for the operation of our boilers being able to lock in about $7.50 per million BTU has basically benefited us, giving us, you know, much better budget certainty as far as our utility expenditures. Again, we're right on pace, and so a lot's going to be told from February and March how much is used, and see how we stand against budget. And again, report again at the May meeting. I wanted to finish with two items. I'd like to take a look very quickly at the debt and from another angle. The first angle is the debt by type, the debt of the university by type. Again, our total is about $1.7 billion in total debt of the university. This shows through 2009, but we have not had any activity really in fiscal year 2010, so it's representative. When you look at this, the debt by type, the red is auxiliaries. These are basically about $70 million in debt service we're paying on an annual basis for auxiliaries. Total debt service we're paying for our debt is about $120 million a year. When we look at some of the POPs here, we have, when we talk about auxiliaries, this is for the cost of financing and the projects. for dormitories, rec facilities, parking facilities, and sports facilities, including Memorial Stadium. I think if we take a look at what happened here, this pop here in 2007 is probably coming from Memorial Stadium. This increase in the auxiliary room. The other major source of, or other major use of financing is what we call certificates of participation. This is the blue. This has really been increasing over the years, and this is really a result of the state not be providing us with any capital dollars and renovation dollars, because most of what's happening here is we're trying to finance through the operating budgets of the campuses the deferred maintenance efforts at the campuses. We have had particularly $110 million of a startup effort for a renovation at the campuses. The POPs here, particularly, this is Pettascale. I mean, we heard about Pettascale last night. We had to, because of the situation with the state, we had to finance $60 million through Urbana's campus. And the same thing, $15 million for Rockford to support the Rockford development because of the situation with the state not coming up with the money. So we had to do those projects. We are hopeful of seeing some Pettascale money later this year from the state. So that's really what's causing the rise there. And so about 58% of the total debt is auxiliaries, and another 34% is these certificates of participation to support our deferred maintenance efforts. By campus, covered it pretty much, on the previous slide, but people would ask, why does the university administration have debt? What is this stuff? And I have two pieces that UI Integrate, which is Banner, the cost of the Banner system is one of those pieces. And the other one is part of what we referred to earlier, that we basically picked up that $110 million of that deferred maintenance, that jumpstart, for renovation. Again, at Urbana, this POP is again the Pettascale, and basically the POP down here at UIC, this is really the South Campus, the Forum, the Stuckel Towers, the whole South Campus development going on at UIC. This piece here is basically for UIS, is primarily associated with financing for housing at the Springfield campus. I wanted to close because it came up at the January meeting. Craig Bassani talked about the cost of technology at the University of Illinois. I wanted to basically focus on the net cost of technology on an annual basis to the university. We put it at about $202 million. If you take a look into the pie chart to the right, we're spending probably 44% of the cost of that $202 million is IT personnel across the university. Approximately 16% is associated with hardware costs. 11% is associated with telecom costs, telecommunications costs. About 9% is associated with software, cost of software. And this last piece is an interesting piece. We call it other, but really it's basically, if you go and look at the, you almost have to go through college by college to identify those individuals, those pieces of activity that are identified with IT. They're not specifically coded into our Banner system. This could be everything from student employees to training, a number of things could basically be in there, but to give you an idea of the total costs. If you take a look at this side, if you basically break down the cost between where they belong or where they is central IT is basically 28% of the costs. This part is basically unit funded, basically out of the colleges and basically coming to central IT for the service. So it's funded out at the unit level, but centrally provided. And lastly, everything that happens out of the colleges and business units, 45%. And I guess the last slide, very simply, if you broke this down into roughly who does it belong to by campus, UA, administration, central administration, 20% of those costs, Urbana, 44%, Chicago, 34%, and UIS has got the other last 2% of the costs. So I think that that's basically a combination of what's going on as far as the major activities and the situation with the state, and I thank you for your attention.
Walter, would you mind pulling up that slide on the rankings of the major universities in terms of federal funding?
Right. Yeah, this is NSF only. It's done by NSF. It's an NSF study, but it is for total research expenditures, and this is the peer comparison.
And if our goal was to be the best at what we do in every aspect of what we do, what would the impact be if we were, let's say, in the top five? That is.
I think if I have my numbers right, first of all, if we combined Urbana and Chicago together, I think we'd probably move up to single digits, like 9 or 7, something like that. So, I mean, the way this information is presented by campus, but if you already put it together, we probably would be ranked around number 7. And
would that be an apples-to-apples comparison with, I mean, could other systems then combine their multiple campuses and come up with a larger number as well?
I think for this peer group, it is an apples-to-apples comparison.
Holder, I have if you're done, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
a dumb question. I think I know the answer to it. What is the prospect for our getting any substantial money between now and the election time in terms of borrowing or otherwise from the state?
Well, I think not to preempt the governor at noon, but I think that this budget for 2011 is basically going to eliminate the federal stimulus money. It's going to roll over the $6 billion of vendor bills into 2011, and it's going to do a financing, a similar size to the pension bond financing they did the prior year, and that's it. So I mean, I don't see how this really, frankly, generates a lot of new cash, without a new revenue source or. My great concern is as we start billing again in July, is that number will start to grow again. There will not be. I don't see how there's going to be all of a sudden the coffers of the state of Illinois are not going to fill up as a result of this. And so I think we're really looking at the. I think the president referred to it in 12 months. I think of some real tough times.
The governor's budget appears as though they're going to cut $1.3 billion out of education funding. It's apparently unavailable now.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for Walter. On the personnel services expenditures.
Yes, ma'am.
Why is there unspent money from the 2009 fiscal year?
We spent all the money. These are just comparable periods through. In this case, it was through 8 months. So it's like those are the through 8 months.
It's comparing the point in time. That's right.
Thank you. So it's the
same. But I think Pam had a question.
A couple of quick questions. Can you just refresh us what SURS is on that pie chart?
That's the State University Retirement System. That's the pension fund system for university employees.
That's what I was guessing. And then when we grow, you look at that growth figure in the last decade in the number of students from 67,000 to 75,000, where did that come from? Where is that? Is it spread around or is there one?
Yeah, it's spread around. I mean, I'll get you the almost like the pocket facts of basically the growth by campus, I think.
Okay, I didn't realize it was that much.
What it shows you, though, which isn't up there, is the tuition support from the state per student will have declined much more precipitously than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right.
With the denominators and
that's right.
Change.
That's
right.
Dan.
I'm trying to figure out, as we're making cuts because of the budget crisis, as the economy goes back to normal, is the state